I know you guys probably figure that coaching really helps your life. And frankly, I do a lot of therapy and coaching and mentoring and spiritual stuff. We'll get into that in this episode. So I figure you know that what I do helps people. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't be doing it. And like, I know you get the good vibes on this podcast. But in today's episode, I just felt really impelled. That is not a word. Compelled. I felt really compelled to tell you exactly how it does change lives because I've seen it and it's almost like a science now. And as I was meditating this morning on my leather squeaky couch, this came through so loud and clear. There are 7 areas that this work will completely change your life from the inside all the way to the outside. And I need you to know this. I need you to know this because it's unreal and it's just, you got to know. So I'm going to tell you. So here we go.
Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms, we learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of 3 and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston.
Gosh, guess what, you guys, my loves? I have a new podcast review. I had 2 people book consults after the most recent episode, Mama, You're Not Alone, Postpartum and Always. That thing was seriously like I channeled it. It just came through me. And I mean that, like, I was so, so spiritually focused and aligned and such abundance. And I really feel like if you haven't heard that episode, go listen to it because I felt personally for me that it was coming through for you guys. It was like, I was like a vessel and it was like for the mamas of the world. I think that the source that created us, however, you know, or the universe, maybe we don't even believe in a creation story, whatever, like it cares. You are seen. Your healing is a freaking priority because you have amazing things you're going to be doing in this world. And I feel that so, 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 so deeply and passionately. I want to tell you a little bit about what's been happening. So I'm almost 3 months postpartum. The first 3 months, I just knew it was going to be my cave. I had an astrology reading, like, but even then it just always is in a good way, like, you know, kind of quiet. And I've never been postpartum and a business owner. So I've been letting consults kind of just come in organically. I've been taking each one by feel, signing clients as it feels right. And the most celestial, angelic human beings have been booking consults with me. And so many just easy yeses. It's like effortless, essentially, what I'm trying to tell you. It's startlingly effortless these days, my business. And it just makes me wonder, you know, what's next? And I don't mean that in like a greedy way. And I don't mean it in a way of not being present with what is. It's just my cup is so filled and full. It's so full. And you guys, you don't know how amazing you are, but you really are. Like you, all of you listening, even if you haven't reached out and booked a consult and I haven't talked to you and I don't know you by name, you are amazing. You're sitting here, you could be doing anything right now. You're listening to a podcast, trying to freaking like figure yourself out and heal your life. And there's just nothing more honorable than that. And I know firsthand that the universe rewards us for turning inward and being willing to see what's not working and what's hard and what hurts, the wounds, the pain. And I'm going to tell you right now that the last thing you need is self-judgment right now. If you're hurting and you're struggling and you're struggling to do the things you've always done and you're acting different than you have been, and maybe you're more irritable and maybe you're less organized and you just can't seem to keep the house clean or meal prep or whatever it is, workout, whatever, you know, you're measuring this change in your behavior by. It's called a trauma response and you need to stop judging yourself for it. Okay. So that's tangent number one. There's so many more things I could tell you. Like I've had people coming into my inbox and just so many ideas on the podcast. It's awesome. And it really makes me feel excited. Oh yeah. The reason I got a little emotional a second ago is because so this podcast review I'm about to read you, she is 6 years later. Okay. It's called her title for this podcast review, which, she's amazing. Thank you so much. Whoever left this, it's called Healing Even 6 Years Later. And From the time I've had my birth trauma, my really intense birth trauma that created a lot of PTSD, postpartum depression, and anxiety, it's been 9 years, almost 9.5 years. And I had a moment, taking so much time out of my business and having done so much healing work and just really slowing things down, being in my body, and then also all the meditating and aligning with spirit that I've been doing, I had a moment where I could see so clearly a challenge that's been mine as a business owner that I couldn't see as clearly as I can see it now before. And part of that is because, and it's an executive functioning thing. It's like the way it's something to do with the way I organize and manage my time, my goals, and how I move forward in my business. And all of a sudden, it's clear, and it's never been this clear to me before. And I can see what I need and how I can help myself to actually get things done. One of the challenges I've had here and there, kind of woven in and out of my time in my business, it's been almost, I think, like 4.5 years now, is just like staying on track and finishing projects before starting new ones. And the cash flow thing, like people pay me and then I get excited and I want to invest in like this amazing shaman and work with this spiritual person or go on this retreat. But I also need to make sure I'm putting money away for taxes and putting it back into my business. And oh my gosh, if you're a business owner, you get it. I know. Or even if you're not, you can feel it, right? You hear me. And just the spirit and my angels, and also just like a product of doing this healing work and knowing myself so deeply, I have a pathway of clarity. I really feel like this obstacle that's been with me forever has just been like taken away. And that is an executive functioning miracle in my life. And I believe that the reason that that was able to happen was because of this work that I do on myself. And with, I don't like to say I work on myself, like I'm some sort of project. That doesn't really feel good. But basically the healing, the unburdening, let's say that. A healing is such a vague term. The unburdening of the past parts of me that were holding pain and trauma and scaredness, fear. As I've taken away and cured fear in my body and in my bones, so let me just go into it now. Okay, pause. We're going to read this review because I want to, because I'm so grateful she left it. Then I'm going to tell you 7 layers of the ways that I've been healed by and transformed by the work that I've done. And it includes fun and joy. Like I think a lot of times we think of healing and we think of heaviness. No, I'm going to show you how you get lighter and lighter and happier and how your life goes better and better. And it all is not too good to be true. It's not too good to be true. It's not just for other people. It's for you too. And that's just your unworthiness and your fear talking. So open up to love right now. You stop that. Slap your wrists. It's all, I don't even know what I was just going to say. Let me read this thing. See what I told you? I have problems with staying on task. Let me read you this review. And then we're going to go through the 7 ways that coaching totally, not, sorry, I don't want to say coaching. I just said to my client today, this is actually, when I say I went to therapy, I'm like, just so you know, what I'm doing with you is therapy, therapeutic. And she was like, I know, this is like therapy. And I'm not trying to put down therapists or minimize their value. I just want everyone to know that I use therapeutic tools. I use internal family systems, and I've been educated by a therapist to become trauma-informed. So there's just a lot of that happens. I'm just being honest. All right. So this review is 5 stars. Love you. Thank you so much. It's left by Wickedly Awesome Girl. Yes, you are wickedly awesome. I wish I knew your first name, but I love that you're Wickedly Awesome Girl in here. It's called Healing Even 6 Years Later. She said, I recently realized how traumatic my first postpartum experience was 6 years ago. I have loved learning from Liz and her podcast. It's been so healing, even 6 years after I experienced it. Wow. I just love that one. Thank you. It's true that time is not really a thing when it comes to healing. And I've said it and I'll say it again, but just my client today, we were just saying how her healing, it's raw. She went to a baby shower and she had all this birth trauma, right? And it was super, super raw seeing all these other pregnant moms and stuff. It's raw because even though it's been 3 years, she didn't take out her trauma and look at it, and it didn't come to the surface until like 2 months ago. So it's like it happened 2 months ago. And you guys have to keep that in mind. Okay. So now I'm going to share 7 ways that basically self-actualization, coming to the table of things that aren't resolved in your past. And honestly, just saying there's a chasm between you know, who I am and who I want to be. When you're ready and willing and you open yourself to that work, whether it means you buy my course, whether it means you come work with me privately, whether you're reading a self-help book, whatever degree you're going into it. Actually, I can't guarantee these 7 results without the degree of private coaching with me. Okay. And also going through the course really, really, really readies the soil for a lot of this change as well. Without further ado, let's dive in. I want you to know that this is actually really hard for me to talk about, interestingly, because it means so much to me and because the change in my life has been so vast that it's just almost inexplicable. I mean, it's profound. And I find that my clients do their best to put it into words. There have been some amazing mind-bending testimonials that actually, I remember one time a client left a testimonial on my website. Like, she gave it to me to put on my website. I did put it on my website, but I could barely look at it. I was just so, like, you know, when you stare at a light that feels so bright that you can barely look at it, even though it's beautiful. That's how it feels like sometimes reading the testimonials of the people who come through my practice. It's almost unnerving. And I'm not trying to be exaggerative. It's genuinely a really powerful thing to behold. So if you feel overwhelmed or paralyzed or scared or nervous to begin coaching and to take a step seriously into yourself through an investment in yourself like this, you probably should. And that's probably a good sign because it is a profound change that's going to take place in you. It's just one that you crave on a soul level. And it's one that you won't be satisfied till you get this change. You know that. Like, if you feel called, you feel called. So just start saving up your money now because you're just going to want it. And talk to the universe. I just had a client who hired me. It's funny because she was like, oh, I don't know when I can start, but I really want to, like, my husband and I are a definite yes. It's just that we just redecorated a part of our house and we have some like money, whatever. Right. And so it was like a money thing. And I felt so guided to say a prayer with her on that call and to ask for the universe to open for a miracle. And that weekend she texted me and she's like, God is so good. I got the 1,000 that I need to down my little down payment like today. And, she's like, I'm going to pay you like right away. Send me the invoice. I was like, rad. So, you know, I just want you to know that like, if you feel called to this work, don't make excuses ever. Excuses. I don't mean excuses. Like I believe that there's hardships truly with finances and stuff. I just also believe that you're stronger than all of it. You create the reality you're living in and you can create what you need for sure. What you want, not even what you need. Heck, let's go past needs. Okay. Here's the secret. The ways that my coaching changes you actually just go through the chakras. Do you know what a chakra is? If you don't know what a chakra is, you can Google it. C-H-A-K-R-A. Chakra or chakra. These are the energetic centers of your body, and there's 7 of them. So you have a red one. They go Roy G. Biv, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. And I'm actually going to make episodes on, I think I'm going to try to approach each one of these. I'm going to try. However, for the sake of this kind of quick review, I'm just going to tell you that they are called in order. The red one at the bottom, literally you might need a visual to help you not get confused here. So just go ahead and Google like chakra visual chart. But you've got the red one is down in between your legs at the root of you, kind of like in your vulva area. And it's called, it says between anus and genitals. Okay, that's where it sits. And it's called the root chakra. It's all about survival and physical needs and safety. Then you've got the next chakra up is kind of by your belly button. It is the sacral chakra between your lower abdomen, between navel and genitals. Okay, so below your belly button. And it's orange and it's called it's about emotional balance and sexuality. Then you have your third chakra, which is yellow, and it's between your navel and the base of your sternum. So it's above your belly button and your sternum. And that's called the solar plexus chakra. And that's all about personal power and self-will. Then you have the fourth chakra, which is your heart chakra, and it's green. And it is it's green slash pink is what it says. Actually, I didn't know that, but I just says green. Okay. I'm reading this, by the way. I want to give credit. I'll link the book in the show notes. It's called The Book of Chakra Healing by Liz Simpson.
published by Sterling Books. Okay. So the heart chakra is the fourth chakra. It's green. It's in your chest, center of your chest, and it's about love and relationships. The fifth chakra is your throat chakra. It is centrally at the base of your neck, and it's blue, which is so pretty. My favorite. It's so pretty. It's about communication and self-expression. Some people can see these. Like, some people have actual ability to see people's auras and also their chakras or these energetic centers of the body. So the one in your, the blue one in your throat, is communication and self-expression. That's your throat chakra. Your sixth chakra or energetic center of your body is your third eye. It's above and between your eyebrows. It's to perceive or to know, and it's about intuition and wisdom, and it's indigo, like a dark bluish purple. And then the top chakra, and the one that I feel like has been the most active and open for me, that I've felt for sure the most connected to and intimately, like literally felt it opening at different times, is my crown chakra. That's your seventh, and it's the top of your head. It's violet, gold, white, and it's spirituality. So, yeah. Okay. So those are super quick overview. I am working to do a series for you guys on each of these and tell stories from my clients and from my personal experiences of moments where I felt them or they've opened, etc. I have fascinating stories. So if you're not really like a believer yet or ever have really been too much into these things, just know you've got a lot to look forward to. It's so fun. It's so fun learning about these. And this book is pretty old school, but it's actually really good. It gives you like a chart. It's really good. So again, it's called The Book of Chakra Healing by Liz Simpson. But there's a lot of great chakra books. Okay. So if you look at the ways that people are changed by the work we do, it goes up the chakra system, starting at the base, going to the top. And the cool part is, once you kind of get these chakras evened out and heal them, they just get more strong, more healed. And it kind of goes in cycles from the root to the top, root to the top, root to the top. And you just get stronger and more spiritually open and more open and more open. And it's amazing. Now your chakras can be too open as well. So, you know, it's all in good balance, but, yeah, when I say open and closed, like you can have like a stagnant energy or a slow or a closed energy in one of your chakras, and you'll have symptoms that accompany that. And then you can have open, too open of energy too. So for example, somebody who has like too open of a throat chakra, they might, when they talk, they might have like, it kind of sounds like there's like stuff on their vocal cords. Like they talk a lot, they talk too much, they talk fast. Or if they have a slow kind of closed up throat chakra, which a lot of women do just from the patriarchy and the wounds of us being persecuted as the fairer sex in various ways. I'm not saying men haven't been, but when you have a closed throat chakra or a slower energy kind of locked up, you can have a lot of sicknesses in your throat. This is something in my family. You can have thyroid issues. The women in my family have struggled with that, and it's something that I am healing from, but used to have at least twice a year, these really big shutdowns of my vocal cords where I couldn't talk, like bronchiolitis, bronchitis, stuff like that. So yeah, it's really, really fascinating because different health problems can develop in the different chakras. Now, I'm not going to go into that right now, even though I kind of want to, because it's so fascinating and fun, but I will tell you stories in the future episodes on that. But essentially, I just help people spiritually awaken. And what that just means is that these chakras kind of activate and they kind of get balanced out. And so the first way that I find that I really help people is in their sense of safety. And this is primal. This is at the foundation of all the other chakras. It's at the foundation of who you are. It's at the foundation of your ability to open up and be your most authentic self in the world, as if you feel not just physically safe, but also emotionally safe. And I have a really great episode on emotional safety. I can't find the episode number, but it was recorded February 10th, 2022. So it's kind of back a ways. Anyway, what happens when you don't feel safe is, and honestly, a lot of women don't feel safe on like a deep level. It's crazy. Like it's especially emotionally safe, is you hold things in more. And also, we don't have emotional safety with ourselves. And you can learn about that in that episode I just talked to you about.
just through like self-criticism and talking to ourselves mean, what happens is our ability to sort of blossom into who we are is stunted. And that impacts how we mother our children. I mean, there's just parts of us that go unexplored, these vast valleys and lakes and rivers of our soul essentially go unexplored. And so when people come work with me, when mamas come work with me, it's so riveting to watch them start to find parts of themselves. I mean, one of the girls that just hired me said that, she's like, I'm realizing as I'm even just taking an inventory through doing the consultation with you and then, you know, planning our first session and talking to you on Voxer, she's like, I actually don't think I've been in my body for years, like years. It just kind of came to a head with this most recent birth trauma, but it's been years of being like really in my head, pretty anxious, missing out on that present, juicy, like calm, confident part of life, body connected part of life. And so that is the root chakra, getting into your body, feeling safe to be in your body, feeling safe to take up space in the world, feeling safe to say yes and no, to assert yourself, to get what you need. All right. So that's the first way that this stuff changes you. And I'll just give you an example really quick from my life. One of my scariest things with my husband used to be like asking for money or even just anything that had to do with my desires. I just had such a hard time owning my desires, letting my desires be seen, talking about them in the open. And maybe there are still some that I don't share publicly because I'm still like, you know, protecting them and growing them and becoming more comfortable with them. But to my life partner, even, I had a hard time saying, I want this, or can I, what do you think about me doing this? You know, counseling with him. And so it was so fun to, as I got more assertive and more, I would just advocate for myself more. And so that's a little bit of the throat chakra as well, but in the heart chakra, but it's also just that sense of rooting down and knowing who you are. So yeah, that is definitely that sense of who you are is the first thing that starts to feel so much more solid, which impacts so much. Okay. Then we move up to the sacral chakra, the orange one, emotional balance and sexuality. And this really comes out in how much energy you have, how much interest and enjoyment of not just sexual pleasure, but all pleasure that you have. And also creativity. This orange chakra, the sacral chakra, the second one, is so much about your expression of creativity. And so what happens is that moms start to create their own solutions and start to be a little bit more creative in how they solve problems, a little bit less self-pity or sort of like victim mentality, and just like proactive, like a doer, not an overdoer, just there's more energy. When you learn how to see your thoughts, which is what we really work on, we work on being the witness and the observer without judgment. We do this through meditation. We do this through coaching. I help you do it through my example of in our sessions, just holding a neutral, compassionate space. You just start naturally doing that. When you do that, by virtue of seeing the thought, but not being in the thought, just seeing it, you essentially transcend it. You know, like by definition, that's what you're doing. You're transcending the thought. So that right there is a complete upgrade of your energetic state that you live in and experience your body. Okay. And so what that does is bringing it back to the sacral chakra. It just awakens you. It just enlivens you. It gives you more passion. This sacral chakra is the center of passion, passion for, making love, passion for life, passion for being alive, passion for motherhood, right? So if you're kind of feeling inflexible, kind of run dry, overworked, you're feeling not very excited about life, you're feeling like it's kind of a drag, you've gotten into the monotony of motherhood, then you probably have a slow closed sacral chakra. So that is something that once we establish that really great sense of safety, the sacral starts to open up. The third way that you spiritually awaken and that happens with my clients is the yellow third chakra. It is, again, the solar plexus between your navel and your base of your sternum, and it's your personal power and self-will. So this is when we start to get more clear on what we want and we start to get more decisive. And I apologize if some of the things that I'm describing sort of overlap and confuse you. I hope that in the future, I can bring on experts and kind of hash these out in a more clear way. I recognize that some of the things I'm saying are like, oh, but I thought that was a little bit of this chakra and that. So be patient with me because I'm not an expert. And also there is overlap, like it, you know, so just be aware of that. as you go deeper into understanding sort of the astrology of chakras and the elements of the different chakras, the different hormones that go with each chakra, because there's glands in your body that connect to these energetic centers. And so that's how the health problems can come as a result of slow or hyperactive chakras. They do become more clear. So I am still being really broad with them. Anyway, okay. So the third one is sort of just like personal power, self-will. You just stop hiding. You get more comfortable being who you are and knowing what you want, and setting boundaries is a really big one. When it comes to self-will and personal power, it's all about how can I protect my own power and make sure I can protect, create healthy boundaries to protect my happy feelings and stuff while also being kind and loving to other people. So the boundaries thing is really hard for some women. They love the idea of it. They even might think that they're doing it, but then when I teach them like what it's really about and how to really do it, it starts to feel a lot more big and scary because you're actually stopping trying to please people. Like you're actually putting yourself first. So that's the upgrade in that third chakra, the solar plexus, is you stop putting yourself not first, hiding under a little bushel, hiding under people pleasing. You stop self neglecting or abandoning, and you stop putting other people's feelings before your own. So that one's really fun to watch women do that. And they obviously we always hyper-focus on like the discomfort of doing that, but it's so amazing to watch them as they get through the discomfort and they get to the other side of actually like setting the boundary with somebody that they love. And it's so big and scary. And then they do it. And then they're like, oh my gosh, I want to do that in all my relationships. That feels so good. And they can see the benefit of it. So I can help you do that. I know boundaries can be tricky. Okay. The next, and the course talks about it too. My, lizzielangston.com/course, the postpartum freedom course. There's also some good episodes on this podcast about boundaries. I will link those for you in the show notes. Okay. One more thing I have to say on that is I have a private podcast for people who do purchase my course. They get access to the private podcast, I believe. And, the private podcast has some really good deep episodes on boundaries. Okay. Number four, the heart chakra is in the center of your chest. It's green and it's all about love and relationships. I think this is where, you know, the first three things I just mentioned, personal power, boundaries, emotional balance, having your passion come back, your feeling of safety, getting back into your body if you're dissociated. These things my clients typically expect to get when they work with me. What they don't always realize is going to happen is that their love and ability to connect with their children, with their partner, with their friends, family, and their ability to love people and meet them where they are, no matter where they're, you know, they calm down on the judgment. They just enjoy people more genuinely because they love themselves. They're healing themselves. They naturally just, their connection with other people just gets hugely improved. And this is so fun to watch. And it's this heart chakra starts opening up. Your guard starts going down. If you feel a little hardened, a little jaded, this starts to heal. And you start to open up and do this little interlude and this dance with life again. It is so fun. That little girl in you, that joyousness starts to come back. And it is literally priceless. There's no amount of money that any of this is worth, right? Like I really just make up my prices based on the market, based on my availability, what I think my time is worth, and what people are saying about how great my services are. Like I just have to pick prices, but there isn't a price. This stuff, like there's an energetic exchange with money because it really helps people get the results, get the momentum, commit to themselves. And it helps me to justify my time away from my family. And so it's great, great win-win. Yeah. Okay, cool. But ultimately this is like, this stuff is not of the physical realm. This is the spiritual realm, and you can't put a price on that stuff. So your love and relationships start to mend, improve, balance out. So cool. Okay. The next one is probably the one I feel like I've done. It's like my favorite one because I've just come so far in this realm, which is the throat chakra, communication, self-expression. So my podcast is a great example of something that would be communication and self-expression. I know a lot of women have ideas of ways they want to make an impact in the world, and they get blocked in this area, communication and self-expression. And so, what's another fun thing? So these upper chakras definitely are like bonus things. I would say
the results I guarantee you and that I focus on in the coaching are the first three, right? Survival, physical needs, feeling safe, emotional balance, and sexuality and pleasure, and then personal power, boundaries, and self-will, self-care and stuff. But these other ones are, as I read them out, the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh, they are just what naturally unfolds. When you get your bottom three chakras strong, your upper ones align too. It's kind of like a magnetic chain reaction. It's like whiplash. So if it's like boom, boom, boom. If your bottom three get in place, then boom, 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 boom. Your top three will also click into place. So it's really cool to watch that happen for women. So with communication and self-expression, yeah, they just like, because they've got this sense of safety and they've got their emotions more in check, they're more intimate with their body, they're in their body more, so they're managing their emotions more, they're not letting things boil over and then overreacting. I mean, sometimes, sure, but like not as much. Things get evened out that way. Then they just communicate more articulately, directly, and effectively. They get out of their head. They stop overanalyzing. They stop thinking about what other people are thinking. I'm thinking of a certain client here who knows who she is. She runs an amazing business and she has employees, and it can be challenging for any CEO and boss, I bet, to have, you know, maybe tougher discussions with employees. And I've watched as she's worked on these bottom three and four chakras, her communication to her employees has improved so much. And she's always constantly inspired. I shouldn't say constantly, but regularly has some new ideas about ways to talk to her employees more effectively in like team meetings and stuff like that. And this is all just a result of those bottom three chakras. Like, this is just one of the next benefits that comes, is your throat opens up, your communication, self-expression. And that has a lot to do also with the influence you want to make on the world. So it's just such a bonus. It's so cool. The next way that this work really impacts is probably one of, this is where I get really geeky, and I feel like I'm in a phase, these top two chakras are the ones I'm like really honing right now, is intuition and wisdom, your third eye, and then your crown chakra is spirituality. I'm going to kind of chuck these all together just because for sake of time. But yeah, so your third eye is, again, above and between your eyebrows, and it has to do with the pituitary gland and its intuition and wisdom. And my golly, it is so cool to hear stories of my clients picking up on intuitive hits. One of my clients, like, intuitively just wanted to lose weight. Intuitively, she was just ready. And it wasn't like a forced thing, and it wasn't coming from not loving her body. She wasn't even focused on losing weight. She was working with me for postpartum depression and birth trauma stuff, right? But she's been doing that work and she's not done with it. But these upper chakras are starting to kind of like work in her. And she's starting to have that wisdom and sense of intuitive knowing that it's time. It's time to start getting back into the gym. It's time. Not from a forceful, like, drudgery place, but like there's a desire there flowing from her sacral. And there's also an intuition working with her sacral, right? So the chakras kind of interwork together, the different centers of your body too. So it's fun. We'll talk more about them. And then the spirituality, is such a bonus. And I think this is something that as my clients get towards that 6 month mark, or some of my clients re-sign and do, I mean, I have a client that's done almost 2 years, probably on and off with me. The spirituality, you know, whether it's re-examining their relationship to their religion or just getting more curious about their spiritual gifts, wanting to go deeper into their spirituality, whatever that looks like for them, it's very personal and can look very different for different people. Often recognizing spiritual abuse and really expecting more from the religious organizations that they're a part of, and getting bold with their personal relationship to God, to Christ, or to angels, or whatever they, you know, universe, however they say it. The spiritual stuff is so freaking cool to watch. So that's it for you, my friends. I hope this leaves you kind of wanting to know more. And if you do, I really invite you to just come have a conversation. Honor that little flame that's in you. Like, don't shut that out. Don't put it out.
even if you're scared, even if you don't know if you can commit right now or whatever, like I invite you, I urge you to hop on a consult. Let's just have a conversation and see where it takes us. See what you feel coming out of your mouth. See what your chakras do when you're on the call with me. Just the other day, and I'll just end with this, but she just hired me, but she was the one who the $1,000 happened over the weekend after we said a prayer on the consult. It was super, super cool. You guys, the consultations are everything. I bring it all. I leave it all in the field with the consultation. I'm all in for you. I'm with you. And everything that you share is safe with me. And I treat people. It's funny. I can think back for like 3 years, the first probably two, for sure the first 2.5 years of my business, I'd get a little nervous coming onto consults. And now it's so easy. I've just done so many of them. And you guys are just such amazing human beings. And honestly, you all feel like you know me so well because of the podcast that we get on there and it's like we're old friends. Seriously. You know what I mean? So, there's nothing to be afraid of. And, I want to invite you again, even if you're not sure, what you need, we can talk about it because I often can, you know, find places for you, whether I start a group program and get you in at a lower price point if you need, or, you buy the course and then, work up to private coaching or whatever. Or maybe you're just like, hell yes, ready. I'm here for that too. I was like the other day I did a consult and I told her the price and I was like, yeah, this is what it is. And she was like, oh yeah. She's like, you deserve that, Lizzie. Your podcast is amazing. Like, let's do it. I'm like, okay. It's so fun. For some people, it's just an easy yes. And it can just be easy and fun. It's really great. Okay. You guys, you are worth all of this. All of this is possible for you. The universe is just waiting, like Twitter-pated, ready for you to say yes to yourself, to reverberate at a higher level, to contribute to the collective consciousness. And I'm all here for it, girl. I'm all here for it. Tell me, what do you want to know about chakras? What do you want to know about these energetic centers of the body? Email me, lizzie@lizzielangston.com. That's lizzie@lizzielangston.com. Email me and put in the subject chakras and be like, here's what I want to know. Like, ask me your questions. This is your podcast. This is your community. I will literally do my best to answer those questions. You can also DM me on Instagram. I'm at lizzie, lizzie.postpartumcoach. So at lizzie.postpartumcoach on Instagram. And don't forget to download my free mini course, Get Out of the Postpartum Rut. I will, if you want to talk about spiritual and kind of get into these higher chakras and also just really get some clarity about what you need to get these lower chakras in order, you know, the boundaries, the emotional balance and the survival and just your sense of safety, getting back into your body, go to lizzielangston.com and sign up for the Get Out of the Postpartum Rut free mini course. I will put the link directly to that course sign up in the show notes right now. So go to the show notes. Also, leave me a review, please. Leave me a review if you haven't. I would so, so, so appreciate it. And I'll see you on your free consultation. Mwah.
Hey, Lizzie here. I've helped dozens of postpartum moms just like you to manage their postpartum anxiety and deconstruct their postpartum depression. It's really easy for me. So if you're ready to feel better, I know the way. Let's chat on the phone. Set up a time by going to lizzielangston.com/consult. It's pretty simple, and I will be calling you soon.